Okay. So we're doing the sugya now about dagim and oaf. Shchita vis-a-vis dagim, or the lack thereof, and oaf. Okay. So the Gemara is on Chav Zayin Amabez, Tani Bar Kafra. Okay, it's like halfway down the page pretty much. Tani Bar Kafra. See? End of the line there.
Yeah, okay.
Zos Torah Sabahima Ve'Oaf. Okay, so the Pasuk says this is the laws or the Torah of the Behema and the Oaf. Let me just see if they're where's that Pasuk? Okay, so the Pasuk is in the end of Shemini. It says Zos Torah Sabahima Ve'Oaf. V'chol nefesh achaya harameshes es pamayim v'chol nefesh ashoreses es alharetz.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's behema, an oaf, and then nefesh chaya that crawls in the water. Right? Okay, so what does he say now? So our Gemara says hitil hakos of the oaf in behema l'dagim l'chayva v'shnei sima. I'm sorry. So the Torah puts oaf in between behema and dagim. Right, because it says, Rashi says, so behema veha oaf, v'chol nefesh chaya meshes pamayim, dagim. So that's the order. It has behema, then oaf, and then dagim. Okay? So it says, why is it putting oaf in between that, in between behema and dagim? L'chaivo b'shnei simanim, yeah, sure. To say that oaf demands two simanim is impossible. Shekvar hukash shel dagim. Because it compares it to dagim, it puts it right next to dagim. The pocho bevelo kolom yafshar, and to potter it from everything, say it doesn't need any simanim, oaf doesn't need any simanim, yafshar also is impossible, shikur hukash behema, because it's next to behema, which needs two simanim. Okay, it's arach shir, b'simen echad. So therefore the resolution is that oaf is hachshir is with one simanim. Okay, in other words, it's put in between, there's a given is that behema needs two simanim, and dagim needs zero simanim. And now you have oaf in between the two. So it must be teaching you that it has only one siman. Right? Right.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
So Mursa says, Dagim the law of Neshchitan in a minute. So how do you know there's a premise here? An assumed premise is that Dagim only doesn't eat any. So where do you know that from? So it says, Elaim Mishin Dachsev.
Give me a ride home after.
Yeah. Yeah. Ilim and Dachsmishan Dachsiv, Hatson Uvaka Yishachet Lahem, Yemetz Kod Gehayam Yaseif Lahem. Right, so as it says, maybe Altaina, the Pasuk says, this is by Moshe Rabbeinu, I think, saying about is there enough stuff for, you know, for all the people? Is there Basar? God's sitting in Basar. If the son of Basar, you shech the son of Vakar, or if you gather all the fish in the sea, right, so shouldn't it say, if you shech the tzon ubakar or dagim? But you see, it doesn't say if you shech the dagim. It just says if you gather the dagim. So almost like you lose. So the deduction is that by dagim, by tzon ubakar, you need shechita. But by dagim, all you need is asifa. Right? All you need is asifa. Gathering it. Right? There's no shechita. You just have to gather it up and it's kosher. Right? So it says elameata. By the slav, the bird, which is a bird, it says they gather the slav, you should also say you don't need shechita. Right? But you said already earlier that you can't potter it from everything because it's compared to animal. So if you want monoshel, if you want to be dorish the word asifa, in which case you say by dog also you don't need anything. Or you don't want to be dorish the word asifa, then fine, then say by dog you need a shechita. So Gemara says, no, ha'asam lo k'siv asifa b'makom shchita d'achrini. Ha'acha k'siv asifa b'makom shchita d'achrini. So it says, over there, by Slav, it just says v'yasu as a Slav. So it doesn't say anything about shchita. So you'll say, okay, so shchita's assumed, of course, how else you can gather? You have to shaft it, right? But when it comes to the fish, it says in that very same pasuk, in the tzon ubaka yishacht, and the dagim you gather. So you should have just said, you were just talking about shechita. So if it were a lachli, you need shechita, then throw it in. You should just put it together with the tzon of akar. So it's a clear deduction that you don't need shechita by dagim. But you can't say that by the slav. By the slav, it's just by omission. Because it omits any reference to shechita, so you'll say, look, it doesn't have to mention shechita. Doesn't want to, the Torah isn't, that's not the point of the Torah. But when it says by there, by tzon of akar, since it says shechita, so therefore it should have just thrown it in. So you could deduce from the fact that it omits shechita by asifa, that apparently asifa really is it, right? So Rashi says, "Halchak siva asifa did who etzel shechitas behema." Says shechita asifa next to shechita behema. Uminishani b'dibure v'kasev v'hu asifa shranadavko. So you see that it switches and it writes asifa by dagim. Apparently, it's davko, right? It's davko, right? Okay, so that's basically the punchline. So it turns out by dagim there's no shechita, there's just a sifa, you gather it and it's mutar. By oaf, it's an in-between of dagim and of behema. Namely, it needs one semen. Okay, one semen. Could ask a question, is like, is it really like oaf a middle ground between dagim and behema? No, why not?
Because it doesn't partake of, dagim is something totally different altogether. It's not even in the realm of shechita.
Right. What it would seem to be is, look, oaf and behema need shechita. Now, it's true, they're different in their shechita, but dagim simply doesn't need anything. It's not shechita, it's not anything, it's just kosher. Right? So it's not exactly like a...
It's like a vegetable.
What?
It's like a vegetable.
Yeah, it's like a vegetable. It's not exactly like you have a scale. That's what it sounds like for my Gemara. There's a scale. It's like you have the lowest on the scale, you have the highest on the scale, and then it's right in the middle. It's more like you have two things on your scale, and it would seem to be fish, or like vegetables, and whatever. There's not just altogether not shayat shechita. So it's funny to like say that you put oaf in between them to show you it's like a little bit, the Gemara is saying it's like a little bit like behemoth, it's a little bit like dagim. It's not really... It's totally like, it's really like behema. Now, there's a difference in detail. But conceptually, it's not like fish at all, it would seem. Right? I mean, you could say practically it's like it, but it's a little bit weak. But look, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe we'll come back to it. But it's interesting. It isn't, on the surface, it's not that smooth. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam is interesting. It says like this. Dagim v'chagavim einan tzrichem shechita. Okay? And listen carefully to this Rama. Dagim and fish and grasshoppers don't need shechita. Ella asifasan hi hamateras osan. The gathering it is that which matters them. Okay? Harehi omer, hatson hi kukotz bozak, hatson hu vaka yishachet lahem, umatzol hem, yemez kol degei yami yosef lahem, umatzol hem. So it says if they shacht the cattle and the cattle and the son of Makar, the sheep and the cattle, right? And will it be enough? Or if they gather all the fish of the sea? So you see, Asifas Dagin, Kashkita's son of Bakar Ratzon. Right? So you see, it compares the gathering of Dagin like the Shkita of Bakar Ratzon. So just like by Bakar Ratzon, the Matir is Shkita. So by Dagim, it's Asifa, which is the Matir. And uvechagavim namar, and by chagavim, osev chachosiel. You gather the chosiel, I guess that's a type of grasshopper, word of grasshopper, basifa levada. You see just asifa. That's all you need. Different pasuk. Okay. That's a pasuk in Nishayo. Okay, whatever, different problem. Right? So, I'll read in a second a little further, but what's interesting here? What's interesting about the Rama? You're right. If you would have just read the Gemara, you'd think, I mean, it kind of is in line with our question before, and with what you're saying, Jay. It's like, if you would have just read the Gemara, you'd think, fish are kosher, automatically. Asifa means, just gather, take them and eat them, they're yours. No issur at all. The Rambam's writing it a funny way. He's like, the asifa is that which matirs them. So, like, could I be over the Isser? It's like, what's the... What do you mean that Sifa matirs them? So, it doesn't that just mean they're mutter? I just gather them and eat them, right? It's, what do you mean?
Sounds like he's saying it's a type of Shechita.
Sounds like something, like it's really analogous to Shechita. But by Shechita, I understand that I have to do something. But what do I have to do in Asifa? Okay? So listen to this, okay? Real further Rambam. Lefikach, okay? He's going to be a shocker. Ready? Lefikach. Imesu me'aleihem besoch amayim. If they just die on their own, then what?
Okay.
Utaran. They're mutter. Umutter lachlom chayim. And also, you'll let eat them alive. Not a very good lefikach. Right? If anything, you'd say lefikach, if they die on their own, you didn't gather them. You could have argued gathering them means you gather them up. But not if they just die, then you gather them when they're dead. Sounds like that's what he's saying. That's also considered gathering. So while they're dead, gathering them could be alive or dead, it seems like he's learning, right? And then he says, and you'll let eat them alive, even. So how is that's gathering them also? What does that mean? Like, in the water? I guess something like that, right? Or maybe you just pick them out of the water quickly and put them in or something? Right? Gathering them doesn't really seem to be very restrictive. In fact, it doesn't really seem like you could possibly eat them without gathering them. Right? I mean, you're eating them alive, presumably you're just eating them in the water somehow, right? Like, does he mean if you go in the water and let them swim into your mouth and chew them, then you're violating? It doesn't sound like there's any way to do that. That's also gathering, you could argue. So that's the question. Is there a case where you're over the Isser? It doesn't seem so.
Underwater.
What? Eat them underwater. Doesn't see what you see. You'll have to eat them alive.
Catch it with your mouth. Then.
Yeah, that's not Steve also in theory. Catch them with your mouth. Right? So it doesn't sound... I mean, no one's not saying, but if you catch it with your mouth underwater, that doesn't count. It sounds like it's always mother. But then, what exactly does it mean? Asifa matirs them. I mean, so they're all fish are asar, and then you automatically matir it. It's like a funny kind of a heter. It's a funny kind of an isar and a heter. It's like an isar that you can never violate because you always automatically matir it. It's a little strange, right? I understand shchitas matir means it's asar, it's eiver menachai. That's what shchitas matir, by the way. It means the food animal is eiver menachai when it's alive. So you're doing shchita, you matir it, you get rid of that isar. So now, I understand that, because if I don't do it properly, then it's still asur, and then it becomes available, it's whatever, it switches, but it becomes kosher. But fish, it's like, they're not, what do you mean they're asur? Are they ever, can I ever be over the isur of eating them without shlita, or it's just without a sifa, or it's like automatic? And then it's, if you're never over, then in what sense is it comparable to shlita? But it does seem like the Rambam's comparing it to shlita. And it does seem like the Gemara is comparing it to Shlita. Because that thing is the one... That would answer our original question. However, this if this made sense, it would answer the original question, which is that Shlita's Behema needs 2, Dagim needs 0, just Asifa, and Oaf is in between. If you learn, like what we thought originally, that Oaf is like, that Dagim is like vegetables, totally just Mutter, so then there's nothing to do with Behema. But if you learn, and Jay, your point is that no, that Dagim really, in theory, are similar to Behema also. They weren't allowed to eat it originally by Adam Rishon, right? They're part of the later on thing. So then, now you need Asifa. Asifa is Matir. So Behema, you need to Shkosimanim. Dagim, you only need Asifa. And Oaf is somewhere in between. But the problem is, it doesn't really make sense yet. Because what's this idea that Asifa is Matir? Right? Now, I'll read the Ketz of Mishnah. The Ketz of Mishnah kind of asks the question. Okay, he says like this. He says, in Tomar. One second here. Okay, so the Ketzer is like this. He's trying to explain why, according to the Rambam, it's mutter to eat them alive or mutter if they die in the water. He says, because normally, if an animal just dies without shchita, it becomes nevela. So why don't you say, if it dies without doing asifa, asifa is the matia, right? Why don't you say, if it dies without doing asifa, so then it becomes nevela, right? It's not so simple. If it dies, it just dies on its own. So he says, the dafka yichadam rachman the leif b'chiyus of a shlita. It's only when by an animal the Torah says it should die through shlita. So then ilo na'avka b'shlita el b'misa. But if it doesn't die through shlita, but it dies through some other method, having nevela, then it becomes nevela. V'cheinim achal mimene b'odachaya. Or if you eat it when it's alive, chayav l'mishem menachay. The Torah says, do shchita first and then eat it. Right? So the Torah is two isurim. Don't eat it alive, it's Sefer Chai. Don't eat it if it just dies. It's Vela. Shchita is your solution. Right? Avalahani, but these fish, kivan lobo ilipak chiyuse b'shchita. Since the Torah doesn't demand that it dies through shchita, it may some alim, so chamaya mutarim. So therefore, if they die, since the Torah doesn't demand shchita, so what's wrong if they just die? Then what the Vela means, it's like he didn't do shchita. But here, since you don't have to do shchita, so who cares? They just die. I'm also allowed to eat them alive, because the problem with the is because like, I'm not doing shchita. I'm supposed to do shchita. I'm not supposed to eat when I'm alive. I'm supposed to wait till I do shchita. But here, since there's no din shchita, he's saying it's mutter. V'im tomar, sov, name of the bow asifa, bow them chayim. Still, why don't you say you have to do asifa? Sure, you don't need shchita, but you still need to do asifa. So if it dies before you do asifa, you should say, look, you never did asifa. Well, gather, is that really considered gathering fish? If they're dead and I just pick up their corpses or whatever, it doesn't sound like a sifa. So, v'yesh lomar, she'ilu haya efshar lomar ken enachanami. Right? If you would say that enachanami, I'll explain. I'll keep in the efshar lomar blow a sifa. It's impossible to eat them without a sifa. She'afilu kultam epiv. Even if you catch them in your mouth, v'lachlum biyadah. Mikol magum be'esh shehem epiv nesaf mehem. So when they're in your mouth, they're gathered. So you don't say the Torah means only eat them by doing asifa. What's asifa? It's impossible. By eating them, you automatically did asifa. So therefore, you're saying is it's not mistaber to say that asifa is like a particular thing the Torah is telling you to do. So since that's the case, so then you don't say that if it dies on its own, it's like I didn't do asifa. He says, what kind of requirement is asifa? Asifa just means that it's automatic that I do asifa. I can just eat it. So he's like saying there's no special din of doing asifa. Ugedivrei Rabbeinu kosav al hitor. With the loker of inisadya, the amar mesim asurim. He says it's not like rafsadion. Rafsadion holds if they die on their own, then they are asur. Presumably because they do asifa. Rabbeinu hai heishav alav. Rabbeinu hai apparently attacked rafsadion. Rabbeinu Nissen, Isis Yata, the Yersinim Betrum was Ochel Adam Dag Machalagav, and Ben Chaim, Ben Mates, Ben Choshesh. He supports, like the Rambam's way, it's open Betosafta that you're allowed to eat Dag Machalagav, I'm alive with that. You don't have to worry about it. So the Rav Sadigon held that you're not allowed to eat them dead. If they just die on their own, you're not allowed to eat them, because there's a meeting to Asifa. Right? That's Rav Sadigon. And one more thing, hold on. When the Beis Yosef brings this down, Beis Yosef is written by the same person as the Kesem Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Kairo, same person who wrote the Shulchan Aruch also. Okay, so he, when he brings it down on the Beis Yosef, which is on the side of the Torah, he brings it down to the side Yigun a little different. He says, the loker of side Yigun to Amar Chayim Asurim. Okay, it's not like a side Yigun who says, Chayim Ar Asur. But it's Chayim Asurim, it means when they're alive. Right.
Before he said just dead?
Before he says dead. Because there's two cases in the Rambam. One is if they die on their own. The other case is if they're still alive. It seems like they're bringing down Rasadigon in both ways. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't find that. I don't think we don't have Rasadigon. I don't know how to find that. I don't think we have it. But Rasadigon's writings on this halacha. But they're bringing him down both ways. Right, as being on the one hand saying that it's usher if it dies on its own, and the other hand it's usher to eat it alive. So it seems like he's learning somehow that you really need asifa. You know, you really need an asifa. So asifa means when it's like alive, you catch it alive. So if it dies on its own, no good. And if you just eat it in your mouth, right, or eat it alive, it sounds like he's also going to say that doesn't quite count as asifa. Not sure exactly why, but it seems like he's like learning different than the Rambam. Okay, I mean, we have to define the Rambam first. I'm just saying it's like, ultimately it would be nice if we could try to see how the Rambam was learning and compare him to the Sadigam, who seems to be learning different on both of these Lefikach cases, you know? Yeah. Yeah, these are the facts.
What was Rambam's
question? Rambam says, Asifas, here. Dagim Chagav Me'inat Shrichem Shchita Ela Asifasan Hi Hamateras Osan.
Asifasan Hi Hamateras Osan.
Yeah, pretty strong Lashon, right? And so Sifa is that which matters them, right? And then he says later, he says Asifa's dagim kishchitas b'akavetzon, right? Yeah, it's a pretty strong lashon. This is a problem. Another problem on the sugya, which is I found this gemara. This is a, you remember like a few years ago there was this whole thing about eating fish, not eating certain kind of fish because there are worms inside the fish. Remember that? It was like some sort of thing. It was like whatever. Some sort of halachic discussion with Eliyahu Yashav and Rafelski, and there's like all kinds of stuff going on.
Worms in the fish? In the
flesh? Yeah, in the flesh. Right, in the flesh of the fish or something like that.
Parasites?
Something like that, yeah. And it depends on where they grow.
Disgusting.
It goes, yeah. But I think it depends on where they grow. And it's like if they're born outside and they ingest them, then they're a treif. But if they like somehow grow inside of the meat or something, then it's called, then it doesn't, then it's not treif. Because I think bugs are only us if they go on the earth. Like grow bugs which grow on the earth or walk on the earth. But bugs which are like born inside the stomach or something like that are okay.
It's including the ocean?
In the ocean, yeah, let's say the fish in the ocean. The ocean is also, if it was, comes from outside, then it's treif. Then it's a bug. But if it's born inside the thing, then it's kosher.
And then about fruit.
Fruit also. Right, if it grows, if it's born on the fruit. You were telling me about that once, right?
Yeah, Pesach or something like that.
Oh,
yeah,
the kappa,
I guess if it lays an egg,
in the
it
fruit.
Hatches in the fruit, and then you eat it
okay.
Before it comes out. Once
right.
It comes out, it's
once
it
comes
like
out,
it
becomes
trash.
It's a creepy crawly. Yeah, right. But if it grows in the fruit, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Right, because it's a sheretz asher, it's al haaretz.
Yeah, sure,
it has
right.
To come out of the, on the earth. But if it's born in a thing, then it's okay. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara says like this. So there's a Gemara in Samos Anabe. So I kind of remember when the tshuva came out, so Rebelski came out with the tshuva, I think that was going around the tshuva at the time, about how to deal with these, whether it's really a problem, not a problem. And I remember he quoted some Gemara that tried to prove something about, I think I remember, like, this is like one of these things I knew in the back of my mind, is like, well, this question about Asifa. Is like, is it pshat that Asifa means that fish are automatically kosher? Or does it mean, no, they're not kosher, but Asifa matirs them. Right? There's like two ways to learn that way. Whatever Asifa is, it's like they're automatically matir, or they're usur, but it's like you automatically matir them once you eat them, kind of thing. It's like two kinds of ways of looking at the same thing. Right? So I think he brought in this Gemara to prove that it's not, that Asifa is a matir. You know, so then when I saw this Rambam, which seems like it is, so I knew I wanted to try to find that thing. So I couldn't really find it, but I looked in Frankel, and he brings down this Gemara. So let's say on the back, Frankel on the back. I don't know if you guys know about Frankel, but in the back he brings down this Gemara. But I read the Gemara. It's pretty interesting Gemara. It seems difficult on the Rambam. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. There's a Gemara on the Samos Ayin Mevez and Chumah. So it's like this. Talking about all different types of bugs. You know, so it says, Darni de Bisra Asiri. So Darni is like a kind of a worm. So when you skin an animal, so you find these darni, these worms, in between the flesh and the skin. So it's not in the digestive tract of the thing. So it's in the digestive tract, presumably it came from outside and just ate it. But these are found in between the flesh and the skin. Okay? So it says, the bisra asiri, it is in an animal, it's asar. The kavri, a fish, sorry, fish and smoke. Okay, so what's the difference? Okay. Why should that matter? Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Hold on, I'm just looking for this Rashi. That's the place. Okay, fine. So it says, it's a funny story. Amar la Ravina li'ime, Ravina told his mother, Ivla li ve'ana echa. Hide it from me, and then I'll eat it. It's a little gross. If I see these things in the fish, these worms, I'm not going to eat the fish. So, but they're kosher. So just do me a favor. Just hide it so I can't see it, and then I'll eat it. Okay? It's funny, but that's what he said. Okay? So he is grossed out by it, but apparently he hear Rashi. Ivrili the Kavri Bisochadagim Tani Osam Shalo Era. The Akatsman. Okay, so cover it up, so I'm not going to be disgusted by it. So apparently he was not so disgusted that if he didn't see it, he would be fine eating it. But if he saw it, he wouldn't be able to. So he just told his mother, when he prepared it, do me a favor, Mom, cover up the, cover up the worms. Mix them in. Okay? Okay, it's kind of interesting, right? But that's not on what I'm going to do here. So the verse is like this. Amrle Ramashrashi Vidurabachal Ravina. Maishna mehad the tiny vest novelam to shaketsu, Lurabo says had the random shabbehema. Says a novella, you're not allowed to eat novella, and it's even the duranim, which are inside of a behema. When you have a novella, not only you're not allowed to eat the animal, you're not allowed to eat these worms inside. Why don't you say the same thing? That these worms, it's, you're telling me the worms inside the animal are asar. So, I'm sorry. So why don't you say the same thing that by the fish? That the fish inside, let's see Rashi. It says, one second. Yeah. Why is it? Oh, no, no, it's presumably by the, so you see that there's a limud which includes worms. That worms in a behema come on then available to shaketsun. You're not allowed to eat worms in a behema. So then why don't you say worms in a behema the same thing as worms in a fish? Why should there be a difference? If you tell me there's a limud to include an iser on worms inside the behema, then who cares if it's in a behema or if it's in a fish? It should be the same exact thing. Right? Why is it that you're mechalek and saying it's in a behema is also, or it's in fish, it's mutter? So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you. It says, I'm really hachi hashta, behema b'shchita hu d'mishtariya. Shrita by a behema, what matters a behema is shrita. Mahani, mean the loka mahani li shrita, but these, you're not shechting these guys. So be Yisrael and Kayame. So they're included, they're still asar. Aval dagim, asifa ba'alma mystery. But fish are mutter through gathering. Mahani, kika gavlan, beterika gavlan. So then these things, when they grow, they're growing better. Yerashi. So it's like this. It says, the shchita mystery. The elu shegadlu b'socha. So these things grew inside the animal. Ad shelo nishchita ba'u me'etzer ev menachai. So before you did shchita, they're inside the animal, and they basically are ev menachai, like the rest of the animal, right? The shchita sa behema lo hanil d'tev. But the shchita doesn't matter, right? The shahari yishlem chias la'atzmo, because they have their own chias, their own life force. So they basically are under ev menachai. But now the ister, the din shchita, which is matir the animal, is only matir the chiyas, the life of the animal. But they have the full life force themselves, so they never come hutar through shchita. The avagav, the shlil mutar of shchita's imo, even though the embryo, the fetus is mutar through any shech the mother, even though it's a separate chiyat life also. We call ba'ba'im atochelu nafkal on the kaman. That's because there's a separate limut. That includes the fetus, but it doesn't just include anything which is inside. But these guys are still asr, right? These guys are still asr, so they're in the animal and they're asr, and then there's nothing to matter them, so therefore they're asr. But by fish, right? But by fish, it says, and they grow better, because by fish there is no shchita, right? It's just a sifa. So therefore, when they grow better. Right? So there's never an issue in the first place. So therefore, you don't say that they're asr. Then you don't have a matir. Right? But if you learn like the Rambam, the way we're seemingly like we're learning, right? The Rambam seems to say that by fish also they need a matir. Fish are also not kosher. And what matirs the fish is the asifa. So if that's the case, then these things which grow inside the fish should really be also just like the fish. But now you don't have a matir for them. The matir is a matir on the fish, but it's not a matir for these guys. Right? But it seems like it says, no, they grow beheter. Which implies that fish, it's not that fish need a matir, but it's that fish are really beheter all the whole way through. Right? And therefore, since fish are heter the whole way through, so therefore these things don't come under an isra fish, there is no isra fish. Right? But if you're going to say that fish really are also asr, there's an isser v'emr menachai on the fish, and it's just that you automatically do asifa, so then why don't you say that the sifa, I just did a sifa on the dog, I'm not doing the fish on these guys. So these little worms, they should still be asar, just like by behema. So it seemed to be the chiluk that the Gemara here is saying is that shchita is different than asifa. Shchita is a matir, so it's not matir the worms, but asifa isn't a matir. Asifa is betera kagavli. Means like they're growing better. Like Mark says, the Gemara itself is difficult because by behema, why are they asar the worms? Because you say, oh, because they're part of the animal, and since the animal has the nevev menachai, so the worms are part of it, right? That's what Rashi says. No. It says, "Beshchit of elu shegadlu besocha ad shelo nishchata ba'u me'eser v'nachai." So since they grew in the animal, so until they're shechted, they have the eser v'nachai. So you see, they're basically partaking of the eser v'nachai just like the animal. But then the shchitas behema doesn't work on it. So why? Because they're not part of the animal; they're separate from the animal. So it's like you're saying that they're eser v'nachai. Why are they Eiver Nechai? Because they're part of the animal. You don't just say because anything alive is Eiver Nechai, because then you say the fish is Eiver Nechai, and then you say the worms and the fish are also Eiver Nechai. So you're saying, why are they Eiver Nechai? Because they need, you have to shrita on the behema. So therefore they're part of this Eiver Nechai also. Oh, so now they're part of this. So now why don't you say the shrita works on them also? Moshach, are they part of the animal? They're not part of the animal. Part of the animal to give them this Eiver Nechai, but yeah, when it comes to the shrita, you're saying the shrita doesn't work for them. Right? She's saying, forget about the fish. It's just difficult anyways, in its own right. Right? But however that's working, then when you come to the fish, he's just saying is, since they're not part of the Shechita Eiver Menachai, and there is no Eiver Menachai by the fish, so he's saying is, they never Yisra Chalam in the first place. That's just like Pshat and Ligmar. I mean, I didn't say it's difficult, but that's still a kasha on the Rambam. Because if you learn like the Rambam, that really fish are also, seems to learn, that really fish are also Asar, it's just that Asifa is Matir, so then like fish also have like an Eser Menachai on them, and the Din, the Isser should be Chal on them, and the Matir of the fish is the Asifa, and it's not Matir, the same, it should be the same model. So according to the Rambam, it seems there's no difference between fish and animals intrinsically. It's just that by animals you need Shechita, by fish you need Asifa. So whatever happens by one should be by the other. That's the way the Rambam is setting it up, but this Gemara seems to be making a sharp distinction between shchita, which is really like a matir of the thing, and an oser, and then a matir, right? And true, it has to be explained how it works, but by the fish, by the worms, it will oser the fish, but it won't be matir them. But as opposed to the fish, where you say it's beheter kagavli, and kagavli Rashi says what it means. Kagavli Rashi translates gavli hira. He says it means like they grow. And Rashi says, godly, lashon godly mina behema atzma hingedelim. The love sheretz aratner. They grow. It's like a matter of lashon growing. So they grow better. So what do you mean they grow better? Why do you say they grow better? Because the Ram says the shchita is not the sifa is the matir. So they don't grow better. They grow better, and the sifa is the matir. So this Gemara is a kasha on the Rambam, seemingly, and it would seem to be, of course, on Rasadigon. Because Rasadigon says it's mamish aser to eat it if it dies on its own. So he's even worse. The Rambam's Isser is like a conceptual Isser which somehow never even expressed itself, ever. Right? It's totally just an Isser which is never, ever violated. Because it's always going to be Asifa, the second Asifa, Yamater. So that's like a mystery in the Rambam. You have this Isser which is never, you know. But you'd think, what would be the Nafkamina of the Rambam's Isser? You'd think these worms case. That would be the one case which would be a Nafkamina. Because if you say that there's really an Isser, so then you'll say the worms, like you see by the Shechita, the by the shchita, the worms, it doesn't matter. So you'd say that sifa doesn't matter them either. But that one nafkamina, which you would say, the Gemara openly says is a problem. So it's a little bit of a problem. Right. Now the case I looked in the Rama, it's a little complicated, that case there. We can take a look at it. But just kind of throwing out, there are a lot of different problems here. Just kind of giving you all the facts, and this is what I want to work on. It's like one step. I don't know if it works tomorrow, but just conceptually, it's an interesting point. Is if I shecht, let's say you'd say somehow that the fish, the worms inside these guys is asar, inside the animal is asar, and inside the fish is asar, because it's sefer nachai. However that works. Now I need a matir. So by shchita, you'll say the matir is that I'm killing it. But killing the animal doesn't kill the worms. So how is the shchita going to work on the worms? Right? It shouldn't even work, that's what Rashi says, it shouldn't even work on the fetus, it just does because it's Arizar Sakasov. But it's a separate life force. So Shechita on the comes under the Esser, which has to be explained why it comes under the Esser and Achai altogether. But let's take that as a given, which has to be explained. But now Shechita is Matir. Matir the animals, not Matir the worms, and do the worms. But by fish, the Rambam, let's say, will learn that Matir is Asifa. Well, if you gather fish, you ipso facto gather everything inside of them, because gathering relates to everything which is inside of it. But Shechita doesn't. The fact that I kill the animal doesn't kill it inside of it. It's a totally separate thing. It's a totally separate life force. Problem is, the Gemara doesn't say that the Asifa is Matir. It says that they grow Beheter, which implies that it's not saying that Asifa Matir. It sounds like it's saying is that they're never Asar in the first place. It's definitely against the plain Pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like saying it's Godly Beheter. It means it's Mutter. And it sounds here, he's saying no. The way I'm saying is Asifa Matir is the worms. You know, that I'm saying is how the Rambam learned it. But I don't know, maybe that's in Gerson or something, the Rambam, who knows. Yeah, it's complicated. It's interesting. It's just interesting that this Gemara, my opinion is, I just wanted to bring up, is that the plain reading, I mean, we have to learn this again more. I mean, I'm kind of jumping ahead. But the plain reading of this Gemara sounds like totally against what the Rambam says. This Gemara says they grow Beheter. Which means there's no Isser. It's not Asifa. Asifa is not Matir, it's just that there's no Isser. Plain, that's the good. I think that's how Rebelski in that Tshuva brought in this Gemara to show, if my memory serves me correct, that he's trying to show from this Gemara that by fish it's not Pshat that the Shechita is Matir, Asifa is Matir them, but it's Pshat is that there's simply no Isser. Right? Then this Gemara is great, that's what it's saying. But there simply is no Isser, so that's why the worms inside the animal, they don't need it inside the fish, they don't even eat anything. There's simply no Isser in the first place. There's no fish are kosher, and whatever's inside the fish is kosher. But animals are treif, and the worms are also treif, they partake of that, and now you need Shechita to be Matir, but Shechita's not going to work on them. That's a plain Pshat in the Gemara. But I'm saying the Rambam sounds like he's learning fish and animals are really identical. Right? They're both Asar, and you need a Matir for them both. It's just a Matir by Heim, by Shechita, and by a dog is really a Sifa. So, you need a Seista, something to worry out the Rambam. You know, that's why I'm trying to throw out an approach, but it's, you know, I think it falls short, but maybe it could be worked out further. But we have to work out the Svaras with the Rambam. I'm just kind of talking, you know. It's interesting. The guy said, I don't know if I put on the tape, I mentioned the Frankel brings down in the back. That there's, I think it's the Grip Farley explained, takes it up. So I don't know how to, you know, somehow you can look that up or try to find it. But in the meantime, I don't know what he says. But, so let's try for tomorrow to try to, you know, get down to the Sugya itself. Like, so let's, you know, define the Rambam. It's a strange Rambam. You have this Isser, which is never realized. Sounds like a little bit of a crazy Isser. It's like an Isser, so you can't be over. It's intrinsically, the second you try to eat it, that's Asifa. So what's it? It's Asar to eat it. It's not Asar to eat it. Because like the second I put it in my mouth, I'm gathering it, and now it's not Asar. So well, it's like, sounds like the Torah, it's like a superfluous thing. Just sounds like it's not worth anything. An Isar, which is impossible to violate, and the second you violate it, you ipso facto remove the Isar. It's a little strange. You know, and I'd like to, if we could, try to define the machlokas between the Rambam and the Sadigan. You know, which the Sadigan is saying seemingly two things. First of all, if they're alive, it's Asar to eat them. And if they're dead, if they die on their own, without Asifa, also it's also Asifa. Right, whereas the Rambam was saying both of those are mutter. Okay? Okay, interesting. And then, once we do that, I'd like to go back to now, then maybe we'll be able to be in a position to answer our question about Oph, to figure out this, like, how Oph is in the middle, somehow between Shechita and Dagim. Like, I think once we understand Dagim, at least through the eyes of the Rambam and Mirasadigan, then maybe we'll be able to kind of find how Oph is like a middle ground between them, you know? Back to that Gemara. Which hopefully, you could see on the surface how this is going to pave the way for that, but maybe we'll be able to understand it even more once we, you know?